Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, the strike by Hollywood scriptwriters is a big headache for the Hollywood studios. The studio bosses are going to need a lot more aspirin because two more headaches are coming. And then?
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are very well recognized groups here. You know, they're people who are in the community who do a lot of community service.
But the LA Queer Charity and Community Group has been erased from the list of honorees at the Dodgers Pride Night in June. That has not gone over well. And we've got some good news about the GoFundMe effort to raise enough money to save a community garden. It's Thursday, May 18th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. We're about halfway through the third week of the strike by the Writers Guild of America. It is one big labor headache for Hollywood producers. Soon they'll have two more. LA Starts and entertainment reporter John Horn says that's because the Directors Guild is getting ready to negotiate a new contract, and so is SAG-AFTRA, the union for actors.
SAG-AFTRA's contract with film and TV studios and streamers doesn't expire for more than a month, and negotiations don't even start until June 7th. But SAG-AFTRA has just told its 160,000 members that it wants a strike authorization vote, and that means that if the strike authorization vote passes, balloting is ending on June 5th, then SAG-AFTRA can call a strike as soon as its current contract expires on June 30th if it doesn't have a new deal.
LAist Arts and Entertainment reporter John Horn. You should know that all of us on air at LAist 89.3 are members of SAG-AFTRA, but we are not part of the contract with Hollywood Studios. One more note from John. He says this week ABC unveiled its new shows for the fall. Lots of game shows, lots of reality TV. No scripted dramas or comedies. We've been following another labor story, the push by dancers at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood to form the only strippers union in the nation. The Star Garden owners announced the other day they'd talk contract with the new union once the National Labor Relations Board certified the dancers' union vote from last year. Well, the NLRB did that today, so now the 30 or so Star Garden dancers are officially members of a union under the wing of Actors Equity. Star Garden will reopen. The dancers who've been locked out by the owners will get their jobs back. You know, the Dodgers got a lot of praise about 10 years ago when they began hosting Pride Night at the ballpark. Not this year. They're getting a lot of heat for removing the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence from the list of honorees at Pride Night on June 16th. The Sisters are a queer charity and community group that does acts of service while dressed as nuns. The Dodgers had planned to honor them, but withdrew that after, they drew criticism, that is, from a few Catholic leaders when they announced they would honor them. LAist reporter Caitlin Hernandez says yesterday the Dodgers took the Sisters off the list of Pride Night honorees.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are very well-recognized groups here. You know, they're people who are in the community who do a lot of community service. They'll raise funds. They'll show up at protests. They'll, you know, come participate in different community events. So this is very much a group that's known here.
LAist reporter Caitlin Hernandez in a statement, Joe Holland, owner with the LA LGBT Center, says the Dodgers chose to bow to the religious right rather than stand with our LGBTQ community. When we come back, the Compton Community Garden. It's going to stay a garden.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The infectious skin disease Mpox suddenly popped up in big numbers last summer. As more people got vaccinated, Mpox faded. But LA's senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says we could see a rebound as people gather at festivals and pride events this summer.
After months of zero cases, LA County health officials in April reported two cases of Mpox, previously known as monkeypox. At the same time, a 20-person outbreak in Chicago prompted the CDC to sound the alarm. Many Mpox cases last summer stemmed from people traveling and attending LGBTQ events. Mpox disproportionately affects men who have sex with men. Sonali Kulkarni is medical director of HIV and STD programs at LA County Public Health. She says studies show the vaccine reduces the risk of getting Mpox by 86%.
Even if we've done a good job vaccinating our residents, we still have people coming in from other places. We are concerned about a potential resurgence of cases this summer that could be similar to what we experienced last summer.
But unlike last summer, Mpox vaccines, testing, and treatments are widely available in LA. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
We have more about Mpox and how to prevent it. You'll find it at LAist.com. We told you last week about the Compton Community Garden, where they grow fruits and vegetables to give away to local families. A few weeks back, the gardeners launched a GoFundMe effort to raise nearly $500,000 to buy the land so it wouldn't be sold to a developer. Well, did they succeed? LAist correspondent Leslie Beristein-Rojas has the answer.
You could say the campaign to save Compton Community Garden has borne fruit. The garden on Long Beach Boulevard has served residents for a decade. Last month, garden organizers learned the owner of the land was getting ready to sell it. That's when they decided they'd try to buy it. Dr. Sheridan Ross is the garden's founder.
They didn't want a developer coming in and putting up another apartment building there.
Mostly through a GoFundMe campaign, organizers raised enough money in less than 2 weeks to meet the $488,000 asking price. The real estate company representing the seller confirmed to LAist that the property is in escrow, and while the sale isn't final yet, it's moving forward. Organizers say that with more than 60 garden plots, the Compton Community Garden can feed up to 100 families a week. For LAist 89.3, I'm Leslie Beristein-Rojas.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com. You can also listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.